continues.
All y'all don't believe in the real gangster shit. Cause when it comes to the real niggas, it makes the shit that much harder to deal with.
Yeah, above the laws in this motherfucker. Black mafia for life. Down with the real niggas for life. Yo, sweet dog, tell them what the fuck we here for.
Well, all right, y'all, USC, Compton, Watts, the woods, all across the motherfucking USA. They know I walk through the valley of real niggas. I should be no man or no motherfucking clan. Hit me one, cause I've been to the mountaintop, y'all, and I done seen through the eyes of a real nigga.
Yo, what you think about the real niggas 187?
Yo, they make some of the coolest shit I done never heard.
Yo, well, me, KMG, I must give it up to the ruthless motherfucking gangsters. Fear no mob.
Because you're stiff, man, you're stiff. Then the pussy world that you're stiff, man. Then no silly mama clad mob and no silly pussy clad world.
That's that NWA, baby.
The real niggas is back because there's too many bullshit reconciled.
That's that NWA, old school.
You don't have to wait no
the new
longer.
Movie is coming out.
The new album is out and the shit is much stronger.
I had to bump that old NWA. What's going on, fam? Welcome to another episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. And I am your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq Elite Nasheed. We're doing an early show this week. A lot of important stuff I want to talk about. I want to talk about some stuff that's going down in Ferguson and all that stuff. Want everybody to call in. The phone number is 818-850-5404. That is the phone number. And what we're going to do, we're going to take a real quick commercial break, family. And when I come back, we will have more calls and we'll have more game right here on Tariq Elite Radio. As a community, we hardly see any programming portraying black couples. And when we do, we're bombarded with negative images of them. Through to Lives is a video blog documenting a young black couple's weekly journey in New York City. Viewers get to see all the fly things a young couple can do in the Big Apple, from cooking classes to yacht parties, the whole nine yards. Every week, they post a new video blog and a new interactive quiz on their website, throughtolives.com. So visit them at throughtolives.com. That's T-H-R-U, the number 2, L-I-V-E-S.com. And also check them out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at throughtolives. Do you or someone you know have difficulty writing a college research paper, a master thesis, or doctoral dissertation due to problems like uncertainty and confusion, lack of research information, procrastination, or writer's block? Then get the solutions fast. Solution Dissertation Coach has the right strategies and techniques for your writing project in all subject areas and research domains. Succeed now and graduate on time or before time. Contact the Solution Dissertation Coach at solutiondissertationcoach.us. That's solutionsdissertationcoach.us.
Hey, what's up? It's dating and life coach Mr. Locario. Go to badboymembership.com and master the dating game by joining my Bad Boy Membership Program. In this program, you'll receive 45 through 90 minute, easy to follow, step-by-step dating advice tutorials that's guaranteed to help you attract, date, and have sex with beautiful women. Join the Bad Boy Membership today by going to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
If you have a business or a brand, you need a professional website. And Black Line Web Design offers websites at a price that you can afford. For only $200, you can get a customized 6-page website with amazing features like a photo gallery, options to include your logo and professional images, Google Maps, and so much more. Grow your brand and increase your sales with this website. Visit them today and use the coupon code Tariq20 to get $20 off. BlackLineWebDesign.com. That's BlackLineWebDesign.com. Are you a recording artist? Are you a music producer? Or do you have an independent label? Well, this message is for you. Go check out LegendaryMix.com. If you are in need of a professional mix down, an amazing mastering job, or both, they can deliver. With 13 years of experience, you can expect radio quality equivalent to the top mix masters and engineers with quick turnaround times. Go to LegendaryMix.com or call or text 347-565-5892 or email LegendaryMix1 at gmail.com. Mention Tariq Radio and get 20% off on your first order. That's LegendaryMix.com. Yo, check out my man Kevin Gentry and his website, BecomeRichFamousFast.com.
Kevin has a one-on-one private school coaching website, and he will teach you everything you need to know about the game. And you can call him directly at 404-207-5640. Call Kevin up and he will teach you everything you need to know about being a true player and having real, real tight game. So check out BecomeRichFamousFast.com.
To all you single ladies and all you single fellas out there, you're trying to get that hookup? Well, you need to check out TheHoneyHouse.com. At TheHoneyHouse.com, you can go there and make new friends, make connections. You could possibly get lucky in finding that special someone. They even have a profile of the week section where every week a new honey's profile is given the spotlight. So be sure to hit up TheHoneyHouse.com, the best free urban social network site online. That's TheHoneyHouse. DAHoneyHouse.com. Do you want to lose some of those extra pounds and inches off your waist? Whether or not you're just starting your weight loss journey or you have a few stubborn pounds you want to lose, Kareem Clark and his Total Life Changes team can help. Total Life Changes has a variety of organic products to meet your weight loss and health and skincare needs. Try the popular Lasso Tea and the ever-effective Resolution Drops and watch those pounds fade away in 5 days. Get these products and find out how to join Kareem's TLC team at TotalLifeChanges.com/Kareem's Room. That's KareemSroom.
You are now tuning in to the King of Games, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
This guy just twist around like a tornado, girl.
Oh, what's going on, family? Welcome back to the Tariq Elite Radio Show. I am your gracious host. I am Mr. Tariq Elite Nasheed, also known as King Flex, whatever you want to call me. I'm here. And we're doing a special episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show, family. Shout out to everybody in the Ustream chat room. We're live on Ustream broadcasting simultaneously. And also, let me thank everybody for getting the brand new lecture film that I put out called Code of Conduct. My brand new Code of Conduct lecture film is out right now. You can get that at TariqRadio.com. TariqRadio.com. Get that, and you can watch it instantly online. You can stream it online. Watch it right now. That's the Code of Conduct. I was on tour last month and had a great, great lecture tour, and we filmed the Atlanta one. The Atlanta stop of the tour, and we put that one out because it looked and sounded the best, so you guys are going to really enjoy that. And the phone number tonight is 818-850-5404. A lot of stuff I want to talk about. I want to talk about some stuff going on down in Ferguson, Missouri. Right now, it's the year anniversary of the death of Mike Brown, the young man who was killed down in Ferguson, Missouri, by a suspected white supremacist, Darren Wilson, because Darren Wilson just recently did an interview and his views sounded like a suspected white supremacist, and also many other known white supremacists were supporting Darren Wilson. So this was suspected to be a racially motivated situation, and the outrage and the backlash and the support of Darren Wilson is racially motivated. Let's just put that out there. There's no suspecting about that. This was a play of white supremacist domination, the whole situation with Mike Brown and Darren Wilson. Let's just not play games. We've got to stop playing these games, because the white supremacists are the ones who are supporting Darren Wilson. As a matter of fact, they made today Darren Wilson Day somewhere in New York at some baseball field, some shit. But the white supremacists are just getting very bold now. And this is what I want to talk about tonight. Tonight's show is called Battle for Attention. Because black folks, we're battling for attention. I think a lot of black people at this point, I don't know if black people are pretending to be naive or just throwing in the towel or just trying to get that last bit of attention before they die. But black people, we're engaging in such inappropriate behavior dealing with these white supremacists out here. Now, down in Ferguson, right now, you got a whole bunch of people from groups like Black Lives Matter and others. And Black Lives Matter, as we know, they're paid, bought and paid for, and they're pawns of the white supremacists. Non-black organizations fund Black Lives Matter, and they are nothing but pawns. Let's just put that on out there. You should know this by now. There were some girls from Black Lives Matter who were up in Seattle. They hopped up on Bernie Sanders. He's running against Hillary Clinton. These girls hopped up on the stage, making a whole bunch of noise, ranting and raving, sounding immature and crazy. And come to find out, they're just pawns of George Soros and the Black Lives Matter movement. These people are down with Hillary Clinton. They're just being manipulated as pawns. That's all they are. And the white supremacists, they will fund some of these Black Lives Matter people to go down to Ferguson and do a bunch of basic symbolic gestures. People are going down there to Ferguson now. They're getting arrested and filming each other while they're getting arrested and bragging about getting arrested. It's that whole, we're gonna brag about getting our asses kicked, and that's activism. I've had some people down there trying to antagonize me, talking about, I'm down here in Ferguson, what you doing? And my question to all of you, what are you doing down there? What are you accomplishing down there? Just showing up ain't activism. See, we got this whole thing where you just show up. You just show up to the door and you're supposed to get a prize. That's that free lunch shit. I showed up. Where's my free lunch? I'm supposed to get props. Well, I made it. I'm here. We think just showing up somewhere is an accomplishment. I'm here. Just a bunch of niggas standing around doing non-constructive things, and you want to get props just because you're there. That's childish, and that ain't gonna work. That's a childish mentality, and that's not gonna work, family. And I'm not trying to shit on anybody's efforts, because protests are good if they are in conjunction with action, real action that's going to be effective, that's going to move something. I've said this a million times. And I've been down to Ferguson several times. I've been down there many times. I've had town hall meetings there, trying to strategize. And you know, I've been to all of these places. I've been to Baltimore. I was out there trying to strategize. And the thing is, people are showing up to these so-called protests with no strategy whatsoever. No battle plan, no strategic plan, no economic plan. It's only a battle for attention at this point. That's why I'm not so gung-ho about showing up to these little symbolic places. People want to, they're making Ferguson, and I've said this a million times, they're making Ferguson the new Selma. Selma is a symbolic victory that didn't accomplish a goddamn thing. And people are still making movies about Selma, making documentaries about Selma, going down there to Selma with Barack Obama to act like something was actually accomplished. And all people did was go down there and get their asses kicked. And the white supremacists, they will promote that shit all day. They can promote something that's non-constructive and non-threatening to the system of white supremacy. They have no problem promoting that. They have no problem funding black folks who will get out here and rant and rave and get arrested and get beat up. Because as you see, nobody's been arrested as far as law enforcement. Nobody's been fired, really. Nobody's been recalled, really. We had a recall for Mike's situation we tried to do last year. And we got a lot of people registered to vote. But again, a lot of the people were out there. They weren't concerned about that. They just wanted to be in front of a camera. We got a lot of people out there who just really want to be in front of a camera. And another brother got shot out there the other day. Another brother got shot out there in Ferguson the other day on the anniversary of Mike Brown. You got people out here battling for attention, family. I ain't with that shit. I'm not in the battle for attention business. If I'm showing up somewhere, there has to be an objective. There has to be a strategy. Just showing up, and people are going to these protests, and I noticed this even when I went down to Ferguson for the last time, and when I went to Baltimore. While the white supremacists are out there militarized with tanks and rocket launchers and helicopters and drones, black people, a lot of us, too many black people, were out there treating the shit like it was a pep rally. Black people out there dancing. There was a nigga out there doing the Michael Jackson. They had speakers set up with a microphone where they're rapping and freestyling. You had people out there twerking. You had people out there trying to give props and sell their mixtapes. It became a whole battle for attention, dude. And that's what we got in Ferguson. People are just showing up, making sure they got the camera on them when they get arrested. Like, hey, look at me, I'm getting arrested again. And you getting arrested out there and you getting beat up and you getting tear gassed, that's not activism. That's just you wasting time. All they're doing is going out there, diverting energy on watching people watching you get arrested and beat up, and y'all making a big brouhaha over you getting arrested and beat up for nothing. It's not accomplishing nothing. And what's happening is these white supremacists are sending in militia groups down there. These people are so strategic and coded up, it's not even funny. That's why people are going to have to stop playing this game when y'all go to these places like Ferguson and all these, especially for the anniversary of Mike Brown, because now the people down there in the Ferguson-St. Louis area, they are prepared because they already knew people were coming, so they were prepared. So what they already have down there, this is why it's pointless right now to just walk around there. They got so many undercover cops and plainclothes cops marching with people right now. I bet about half the people out there are undercover cops. So if you go down to Ferguson, basically you're just marching around with an undercover cop who's waiting on you to get out of line so they can bust on you. Niggas are running around there unarmed, and now they've allowed, and the key word is allowed, they've allowed this group called the Oath Keepers to come on out there armed. This right-wing suspected white supremacist militia group, they've allowed them to walk around out there to keep the Negroes in check. And y'all are walking around there unarmed, talking about, hey, look at me, I'm getting arrested. And there's a picture that we're going to put up for this show. Many people in the chat room can see it. It's an armed militia man from the Oath Keepers. He has a gun and weapons and a vest. And there's a female standing next to him with a camera phone taking a selfie. And that's the gist of what's happening out there in Ferguson and a lot of these protests right now. We're not prepared. We're out here bullshitting, trying to get attention. These people are strategic. They got codes. They're prepared. They're militarized. And we're out there trying to get some damn attention. You're going to have to get a military mindset. I learned that from my brother Laila Africa. We got him for Hidden Colors 4. Brilliant brother. I flew him out here and filmed him for Hidden Colors 4, and we were chopping up game, and he was talking about the thing with black folks. We don't have a military mindset. It ain't about the weapons and all that. It's about your mind. Your mindset has to be militarized. Because even if you do have weapons, if you don't have a military mindset, your weapons are going to be ineffective, because you can get macked up and talked up out of your weapons. So we got to stop playing this game and understand when we have agents in our midst, when we have Negroes who are bought and paid for in our midst, like these Black Lives Matter. I'm telling y'all, these Black Lives Matter, they keep showing up with the fuckery. Black folks are going to have to learn how to distance themselves from fuckery. Because see, black folks, y'all got a habit of following the Negroes who got the cameras on them. And the white supremacists, they'll put the cameras on the most ineffective Negroes. Just like when a lot of black folks were following that Sister Sola chick. Y'all remember I was talking about her on my Ustream page a few weeks ago? When this, down there in Charleston, this female named Sister Sola showed up with banners talking about she's an angry black woman and she's doing interviews talking real crazy and reckless and talking real ignorant. I knew immediately. I said, that woman is an agent. Man, I said, they probably got this person, found out she had some kind of jail record or whatever, and made a deal with her. Now, sure enough, a few weeks later, it was revealed that this woman had a jail record, which I already knew. I ain't knocking nobody for having a jail record, but I just understand the pattern. And a few weeks later, different groups and grassroots organizations were complaining about her, causing disruptions within their groups. Just like clockwork. And now, she's disappeared. That Sister Soul Love chick that I warned you guys about a month ago, she has totally disappeared. Her Facebook page is gone, Twitter is gone, phone number's disconnected. She has showed up, caused dissension, and disappeared. Black folks are going to have to be smart enough to understand when you got people that's down and when you got people there to disrupt movements. And with these oath keepers, and let's be very clear, I want to play something for you guys about these oath keepers. I want to play something from last year about these oath keepers, because I've been talking about these militia groups for the longest. I'm going to play a clip that I did of April 2014. Because remember, these oath keepers were the same guys who were up there with Clive and Bundy. Those guys out there holding their guns at the government for about going after their white supremacist comrade, Clive and Bundy. They were the same ones who had their guns pointed at Clive and at the government up there on Clive and Bundy's ranch. And I talked about them last year, and I talked about their real objective. And that will let you know why they are out there in Ferguson right now. Let me play this clip from last year of me talking about Clive and Bundy and the Oath Keepers militia groups. Listen to this.
These militia groups, they keep talking about the government's taking their freedom. They're going to take my guns. And no, they're not. The reason why these people are so anti-government.
Uh-oh, what happened? Uh-oh, hold on 1 second, hold on. Okay, well, I don't know what happened. What the fuck? Hold on, the white supremacists fucked my computer up. Hold on.
The freedom that they're talking about is the government taking away their freedom to practice white supremacy over black people. When you look at all of these people who blew up federal buildings like the Timothy McVeigh, all of these right-wing groups that's anti-government, Ruby Ridge, all of these anti-government right-wingers, do you notice all of them have this anti-black slant to their rhetoric?
Okay, my shit is acting up. Hold on, okay. So there was more to it. But for some reason, I don't know why this thing is acting up the way it's acting up. But there was more to that. And I don't know why it was acting up the way it's acting up. But anyway, but you guys get the gist of what I was saying. I was talking about those militia groups and how they get down. Let me put my Mac and music back on. Hold on 1 second. Let me put my Dre shit back on. I've been on my NWA Dre shit for the last week. But I was talking about how really ultimately with these militia groups like the Oath Keepers, they out there protecting Clive and Bundy, who's an open racist. Let's be very clear. Clive and Bundy, he's an open racist. He revealed himself to be nothing but a white supremacist. He's so racist that even Fox News had to distance themselves from him. So they were out there associating themselves with an open white supremacist. Oath Keepers, they've always been associated with different white supremacists, even though they go out of their way to try to deny any white supremacist ties. But that's just a trick of white supremacy. The trick of the devil is to teach you that they're not a devil. The greatest trick the devil has ever taught was teaching people he didn't exist. Y'all know that old phrase. But they go out of their way to distance themselves from any white supremacist rhetoric, but they are always connected with people who's down with that. And those militia groups, by definition, they have that anti-black sentiment because they get all their rhetoric from a book called the, I won't say, they get their rhetoric from the 1800s, but really, their rhetoric can be really understood from a book in the 70s called The Turner Diaries. You guys really need to get that book and study how they get down, because The Turner Diaries was written by a white supremacist in a white supremacist organization. He did it under a pen name, but it was basically a manual. He wrote it as a novel, but it was a manual on how to carry out a race war by getting these different militia groups to first target the government and get the government out of the way so they can start targeting black people, because that's the whole reason they want the government out of the way, so they can target black folks. The book Turner Diaries talk about that. They talk about how these militia groups use some of their members to infiltrate police. They talk about how they got some of their members in the police force to give them the heads up on everything. So these are race soldiers. And black folks, y'all can't be out here going to these protests attention whoring with people who got all types of codes and strategies, and you out there talking about, look at me, I'm getting arrested. You ain't got no code, you ain't got no strategy. The number one thing you gotta do is at least arm yourself, at least protect yourself. That's number one. You arm and protect yourself. I don't know why certain black people are afraid to say that. If you are an honest citizen, you have the right, the constitutional right, to arm and protect yourself any way you can. Because these people are using Nazi Germany-style tactics right now. These militia groups that's showing up down in Ferguson, they're like the stormtroopers and the brown shirts of Nazi Germany. See, Nazi Germany, they had the official troops and they had the unofficial troops. They had these unofficial militia groups that would go into the so-called ghettos and patrol the areas. And you see what happens if you allow that to happen and you let this stuff go on unchecked, it keeps going to the next level. And what's happening is black folks let a lot of shit go unchecked, and it keeps going to the next level and the next level and the next level. Again, these Oath Keepers were allowed by law enforcement to go out there, because many of them are law enforcement. I know the chief of police down there in Ferguson or St. Louis, he was kind of denouncing the Oath Keepers coming out there, but they allowed him. If they didn't want him out there, they could have gotten him out there. Because all that stuff about, I heard some white supremacists say, well, the Oath Keepers, they didn't commit a crime. But black folks, if they were to open carry, they don't need to commit a crime. They'll shake them down anyway. There's video of black people and white people doing these open carry walks, and the black people get shaken down no matter what. We got to understand, we live in a system of white supremacy, family. I drive that point home almost every show. No matter what you do, you're going to have to understand that we live in a system called white supremacy. It's a military system, and you are a prisoner of war. Get that through your goddamn heads. If you don't get that in your head, you're going to lose. That's why black people get shot over and over again, because you got to get a military mindset. You're out there fucking around. Let me see who's on the phone. Let's get some calls in real quick. What's up? Who's calling? Hello?
Hey, man.
Hey, man, what's up? Who's this?
Sorry. Oh, my name is Julian from the Bronx.
Julian from the Bronx. What's on your mind, man?
Well, Tariq, I wanted to get some isms. Well, man, I want to have a smooth enough piece. I'm pretty good with it, but with the women, I want to become a little bit more smoother.
Okay, brother, bruh. Have you been listening to the show?
Definitely.
Okay,
but
hold on, brother. Have you been listening to the show tonight? Have you been listening to the show tonight?
Not tonight, because I...
Get out of here, you damn nigga!
And right there, family, you're going to have to get off the dumb shit right there. Right there is a perfect example of some of the dumb shit we got to get off of. Right there. Family, we cannot afford to be unaware and confused and not knowing what's happening. Now, I don't know if my man was listening in live or whatever, but I'm trying to let him know what the deal was. But you should be listening live. The show is live right now. If you call up to the show, you're going to have to stay on topic. We're talking about something kind of serious right now. And cats just want to be on that other shit. This is why we're going to lose to a certain degree. Not all of us. A lot of us are going to lose. I'm not going to say all of us are going to lose. A lot of black folks are going to lose. A lot of black folks are going to lose. Because people want to stay in this childlike, infantile state. Now, there's a time and place for the ism. Now, I talk about the ism on Sunday show or whatever, but we're talking about something else right now. So we got to stay focused, family. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Reed? This is Mark from Brooklyn.
Mark from Brooklyn. Mark, are you listening to the live show right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little behind the call right now, but yeah, I know what's going
on. There you go. So what's on your mind, man?
Yeah, man. Well, this actually, I've been meaning to call about this a while ago. I don't know if you remember a call you got a little while ago. It was a guy calling basically to ask you about incentives for giving to, like, the Melanoid Nation and such charities.
Okay, email me. You can email me about that, man. We're talking about something else right now. Email me about that, man. Okay. Yeah, he's taken to. My man, I'm not trying to go all the way around the world on some other shit, man. I really want to get to the point. This is the problem. Family, it's time to upgrade your mindset. Family, you're going to have to train yourself to get to the point and get right where you need to be with information. We got to get right to the point with information, family. Phone number is 818-850-5404. That's the phone number. Family, you got to get to the point with the information, family. Because that's why I had a think tank. That's why I had the think tank. So when people call in or people want to join in a conversation about something constructive, the conversation isn't being drug out. It's not being dragged down and it's not being slowed down. I'm going to take another call, but if cats are just not going to be on top of their mouthpiece game, I'm just not going to take calls. Now, some people were talking about how come the Black Panthers are not going out with their guns and all that. Man, do you know, let's just be 110% here, man. Let's just keep it 110. The so-called new Black Panthers, even the old Black Panthers, the old Black Panthers were infiltrated. They got infiltrated. They had so many informants in it. The new Black Panthers now, dude, I would assume the majority, and it's not that many of them. It's not that many of them, but I would assume the majority of them are informants at this point. Let's just keep it 100, man. I would assume the majority of them are informants at this point. That's why they're not really doing anything. They ain't doing nothing. They might, you know, rant and rave or whatever for Fox News. And Fox News will use that ranting and raving to justify some other shit, but they not doing nothing. And you see all these RBG niggas pop on the internet talking all that rah-rah shit. You know they never show up when the white supremacists show up. So let's just not, let's not get sidetracked from the infiltrators and the agents out there. Because when you got niggas hopping online with their guns and talking all that rah-rah shit, they're never around when some shit is supposed to go down. So we got to be very careful of that. Let me see who else we got on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's up, Tariq?
Hey, what's up? Who's calling?
Hey, this is Eric from Harlem, New York.
All right, what's on your mind, Eric?
Hey, real quick, you know, first of all, I appreciate you constantly getting on the isms with these dudes and getting everybody up to speed on the game. But I wanted to talk about an incident I noticed right out of Harlem. And how a lot of black people got to get on a code of conduct real fast.
Right.
And I know you know personally that, you know, Harlem's been going through gentrification like crazy.
Yeah.
And the other day I noticed that it was a black lady and a black dude just arguing and fighting outside in the street. And what they don't realize is this part of Harlem, this neighborhood is seriously gentrified. You know, housing prices extremely expensive. And they're out here fighting and stuff. Before you know, the cops come out of nowhere and just come, you know, they basically sweep the neighborhood. But what they don't realize is that now the block is hot.
Oh, yeah.
And essentially, black people just can't gather around anymore.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a tactic, you know. So that's just something I realized that, you know, black people got to get put on code real fast. And I've been reading Neely's book. And I think, you know, we got to figure out a way to get Neely's book in everybody's hand as well as your content as well.
Right.
So I just wanted to put that out there.
There you go, man. Thank you for the call, brother. Yeah, man, we need to get on code. But yeah, we, again, black people, we act like we're on the plantation because we're basically on the plantation. And we act like we're in a plantation system. And we keep doing the same things over and over again that's ineffective. We have all the hatred and vitriol for each other, but we allow these white supremacist vigilantes to come up in the communities and do open walks and open marches and all that. And we just sit up there smiling and taking selfies with them. Not understanding a code of conduct, we are in a war. It's not going to be a race war. See, that's another thing. People keep talking about there's going to be a race war. Oh, there's going to be a race war. God damn, there is a race war. There has never stopped being a race war. The race war is going on now. All they're doing is maintaining their position in the race war. The race war has been going on. But you, Melanoid people, you're going to have to get on code and protect yourself from the white supremacists. See, you think going out here showing the white supremacists that you're getting arrested, they're going to somehow feel sorry for you. Hey, look at me. I'm getting arrested. Oh, look at me. They're tear gassing me. Oh, look at me. My Black Lives Matter. My life matters. The reality is black lives don't matter. Not in the system of white supremacy. Let's get, we got to get off that Black Lives Matter shit. Because when the white supremacists say, hey, wait a minute, that's Black Lives Matter. No, all lives matter. They are right. All lives matter except black lives. Black lives don't matter in a system of white supremacy. That's what people need to be saying. In a system of white supremacy, black lives don't matter. The only lives that matter are white lives. I ain't with that Black Lives Matter shit there, because that's basically you lying to yourself. And we got to be very honest about what's going on in this system. We are in a system of white supremacy, and black lives mean nothing in a system of white supremacy. That's the reality. Deal with that reality and start from there. You deal with that reality, and then you make your life matter by empowering yourself as a melanoid person. That's why we got the Melanoid Nation popping. That's why we got the Melanoid Nation flags. Go to melanoidnation.org. Get your Melanoid Nation flag. We're still selling the Melanoid Nation flags, by the way. Get that Melanoid Nation flag, because we got a global banner that we are empowering ourselves under. We're going to have to get that melanoid mindset. And the melanoid mindset has a militaristic strain to it. Because we know the deal. We know that the white supremacists are enemies to melanoid people. We don't give a damn why. We just know they are. So our objective is to protect ourselves economically and empower ourselves economically. And when you can empower yourself economically, you can empower yourself in many other ways. But this shit about walking around with your camera, taking pictures while you get arrested and rapping and twerking at protest, going down to Ferguson just to hop in front of the camera to get some attention, that shit is dead, man. And that shit is going to get folks killed at this point because it's pointless and it's not strategic. There are no strategies backed up behind that. You got to have some kind of strategies backed up with that. What you need to do also, study the Turner Diary. Study it to understand guerrilla warfare in urban areas. Understand that. Read what they read. See, that's another thing. We dismiss a lot of their stuff, but no. You read what they read. We read what your enemy reads. Because, see, the white supremacists, they're getting down like they got down in Nazi Germany, where a bunch of people were complicit with everything. You got the militia groups that's complicit, the law enforcement so-called race soldiers, they're complicit. The media, they're complicit with protecting and helping law enforcement by giving them a positive spin. All of the white supremacists are in on it. Let's see who's calling. What's up, who's calling?
Hey, Tariq, this is Ken from Memphis.
Ken from Memphis, what's on your mind, Ken?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, I was elaborating on what you were saying. It's something similar to the Ferguson incident, but I don't know if you recall, we had two incidents occur down here. The first incident that happened, let me take you off the earpiece.
Go ahead.
The first incident occurred down here. We had a 19-year-old guy. He was stopped in traffic stop. Okay, he had some rape charges back when he was 13. I don't know if it hit nationwide or whatever, but he was pulled over. He was riding with someone. He got pulled over. He was a passenger. And they found out he had a warrant in Illinois, and he had one in Iowa for a rape case.
Yeah.
And he was 19, keep in mind, and it happened when he was 13. So he ended up, you know, a scuffle broke out. He ended up getting shot by the cop, the police, whatever. And, you know, they sent death threats through the police officer. But come to find out, he did have active warrants from a child rape when he was 13. Keep in mind, he was 19 years old. And I don't know if you've seen the latest incident where a guy, he was like 29, he shot and killed a cop. Well, a police officer. I think it hit nationwide. I know it hit, you know, New York. He shot and killed a guy. He had less than 2 grams of marijuana in his car.
Right. Right, but the thing is, but the thing is, they're going to criminalize us anyway. See, that's why I say the media is complicit in it, because what they do when a black person gets shot, and they only do this with us, they will dig into our records from years ago, find anything that can be criminalized, even if it's a traffic warrant. And they say, oh, well, he was a criminal. He had a warrant for traffic he didn't show up for. Oh, well, he was a criminal. He had a child support payment he didn't show up for. Oh, he had a molestation case when he was 13 years old. So that justifies criminalizing him and killing him. And it doesn't.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
It's just the media.
In the first place?
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right, thank you for the call, because my man is talking over me. All right. But, yeah, the media is complicit in that. They did that with Walter Scott. Walter Scott got shot in the back by a cop, and they start talking about Walter Scott has some child support payments, like that had anything to do with it. With Sandra Bland, they're talking about, well, she had some marijuana. They're going to criminalize you. That's the name of the game. They don't criminalize white victims at all. They never criminalize a white victim. They don't go into your background and all that old stuff. They don't criminalize unarmed white people for getting shot. They don't. Just like this white kid out there, somewhere he got shot, he had weed or whatever, but they downplayed the fact that he was a drug dealer. The white kid who was basically a white sacrifice who got shot by the cops, he was unarmed, but he was a drug dealer, and they caught him, and something happened, and they ended up shooting him, but he was just a white sacrifice. So the white supremacists like to look at that and say, hey, look, it's just not black, it's about tyranny. No, this is about white supremacy. And black folks, you're going to have to start acknowledging that. Stop playing. You're going to have to get a military mindset and an empowerment mindset. Acknowledge that black lives do not matter in a system of white supremacy. And then you build from there. Because a lot of black people out here playing and bullshitting and lying to themselves. And these white supremacists are dead focused. So you can just sit around and party like it's 1999, meaning you just want to fuck around and party until they kill you, or you need to do something about it. And I say you empower yourself. Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of Tariq Radio. Don't forget, go to TariqRadio.com right now, fam, because the show is over. So right now, go to Tariq Radio and get the brand new Code of Conduct lecture. If you want to talk about codes of conduct, get the Code of Conduct lecture right now at TariqRadio.com, and get the Melanoid Nation flags at either TariqElite.com or MelanoidNation.org. And shout out to my writers out here. We're looking for more writers for MelanoidNation.org. So email me at info@TariqElite.com, by the way, family. All right, I'm going to holler at you guys on this Sunday's Ustream. Peace.